Good morning. This morning, we will be looking at
今天早上我们一起来看
a concept to help us understand scripture when we read it.
一个概念，就是来帮助我们在读经的时候能够明白它。
So we're going to begin by reading 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 17.
我们要以提摩太后书3章14到17节来开始。
Verse 14 says this: You, however, continue in the things you have learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the sacred writings, which are able to give you wisdom that leads to salvation, through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work.
但你们要把自己所学的、所低信的记在心里，因你知道是跟谁学的，并且你从小就熟悉圣经。圣经能给你智慧，使你借着信基督耶稣得到成就。圣经全部是神启示的，有益于教导、督责、使人归正、培养人行义。使属神的人得到充分的装备，去行各样的善事。
So as believers, we believe that God inspired the scriptures that we have.
作为信徒，我们相信神默示了这本圣经。
And that because they are inspired by God, they are useful to us for teaching us and for correcting us in areas where we are wrong.
因为它是被神所默示的，所以我们知道它可以教导、督责，当我们犯错的时候。
And yet we also often disagree with one another on the interpretation.
尽管我们在很多时候，我们不同意彼此对圣经的解释。
So I want to say at the beginning that it is okay to disagree.
我想在一开始就说明这一点。
If
彼此不同意是可以的。
If we always have to be in agreement, we will not honestly approach our questions about Scripture.
如果我们总是说我们要一致的话，我们就不可能诚实的来解释圣经。
So this morning, I plan to demonstrate what I'm going to show you by interpreting Genesis chapter 1.
今天早上，我想用我来解释《创世纪》的第一章来展示这一点。
And I think there's a high probability that many of you will disagree with my interpretation.
我相信非常可能大家在座的很多人会不同意我的解释。
And that's okay.
这是可以的。
Because we are still followers of Christ together.
因为我们还是一起是基督的跟随者。
I do want to say, before we go on, that we often see the things we want to see.
我确实要说，在我接下来讲的之前要说这一点，就是我们总是见到我们想要见到的。
So a part of correctly interpreting scripture is having a desire to know what is true.
所以说，能够正确解释圣经的出发点，就是说我们要渴望知道什么是真实的。
And we have to desire to know what is true more than we desire having others perceive us as correct.
我们必须渴望什么是真实的，什么是真理，而多于强调别人认为认同我们是正确的。
Another thing I want to point out about Scripture is that the Scriptures did not come down out of the heavens on golden tablets.
另外一点我要讲出的是，圣经并不是一开始就显示在一个金板上的。
God spoke to people who had personalities and lived in cultures and particular times, and all of those things, their personality and culture and times, comes out in their writing.
神通过人来讲话，而通过这些都有各种个性属性，而在不同的时代所局限的人来讲他的话。
And so when we go to scripture, We want, when we go to scripture, we want to look for and try to meet the mind of the author.
所以说, 当我们读圣经的时候, 我们努力想明白这个作者的所思所想。
This means we have to stop asking the questions that most concern us.
所以说, 这就意味着我们要停止问我们所关心的问题。
We have to put aside what we're trying to figure out for ourselves to focus on what is concerning to the author.
我们必须把我们所关心的放在一边，来看什么是作者所关心的。
Once we understand what the author is trying to say, then we can go back and try to address our own questions.
一旦当我们解决了，明白了什么是作者所要说的。 我们可以在这之后再来回答我们所关心的问题。
Genesis chapter 1 is an ancient story.
创世纪第一章是一个很古老的故事。
In fact, Genesis begins with two accounts of creation.
创世纪用关于创造的两个解释来开始。
The first account is in Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through chapter 2, verse 3.
第一个解释就是在创世纪的第一节一直到第二章的第三节。
Genesis then provides a second account of creation beginning in chapter 4, sorry, chapter 2, verse 4, going through chapter verse 25.
然后第二个解释是从第二章的第四节一直到第35节。
And these stories have some similarities with the Mesopotamian religious myths.
这两个解释或者说故事与亚米比亚的一些预言有许多相似性。
Abraham, who is the first of the line of God's work of blessing towards us, was from Ur of the Chaldees.
亚伯拉罕他带着神对我们的最起初的祝福的选片，他来自于。 底格里斯, yeah.
I like to challenge the interpreter. Ur of the Chaldees was the center of this of the Mesopotamian culture.
在底格里斯就是这个地方，就是亚米比亚这个文化的中心。
And their origin stories had spread throughout the Middle East.
他们关于起源的故事在整个中东地区都被传开，传播。
Not just the Israelites, but all of the pagan nations around them knew these stories.
不仅是以色列人，其他的所有的在这个地区的外邦人也都知道这个创造的故事。
And while there are similarities, there are also key differences.
尽管他们有许多相似的地方，他们但是也有很多很关键的不同。
So these are oral stories that are passed down by word of mouth.
这些是 口头上传播的故事从起初传播下来，until
eventually someone writes them down.
直到终于有人把它写下来。The
Mesopotamian stories start off with God creating, or I should say the gods creating mankind.
亚米比亚的这个预言是从诸神创造开这个世界开始的。There
is a big difference between the God of Scripture and the Mesopotamian gods.
有很大的不同在于亚米比亚的神和圣经的神。The
God of Scripture is creating mankind in his own image.
圣经的神用他按照他的形象来造人。But
the Mesopotamian gods create people because they're tired of working and they want someone to work for them.
但亚米比亚的神，他们是厌倦了工作，所以造人来工作。The
God of Scripture sends a great flood that kills off almost all of humanity.
圣经的神发动了大洪水，几乎毁灭了人类。The
Mesopotamian gods do the same thing.
亚米比亚的神也这样做了。But
the difference is that the God of Scripture does it because mankind has become sinful and spreads evil through the world.
但圣经的神是因为这样做，是因为 人作恶，传播恶。
Whereas the Mesopotamian gods had made man immortal, and man was just too populated on the earth and just wants to decrease the population.
而亚美比亚的神是把人使得人不死，然后地球太这个世界太拥挤了，所以说他就开始毁灭人类。
So I'm telling you these things because I want you to understand that when Genesis chapter 1 was written, it was not written to be a counter to scientific thinking.
我讲述这些是希望大家能够明白，当创世纪被讲述或者被记载下来的时候，他并不是想要从一个科学的角度来解释这个起源的故事。
It was written as a counter to the pagan stories to show what the true God is really like.
Yeah. 他写下来是为了回应或者是反驳这些外邦人关于起初的故事。
And so we're going to begin in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
所以说我们从创世纪第一章第一节来开始。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters.
起初，神创造天地，那时大地空虚混沌，还没有成形，黑暗笼罩在深渊，神的灵运行在水面上。
The word for God here is it's in the plural. So even though our English translations say God, because we understand God as a Trinity who is one, until Genesis chapter 6, every reference to God will be plural.
在原文中，神这个词是个复数，尽管我们的翻译都把它翻译成了单数，但实际上在创世纪第六章以前，神这个词始终是以复数出现的。
And that will become important later in the story.
这在后来的故事中就变成很重要了。
So God is, he creates the earth, but he does not create it complete.
所以说神创造天地了，但他并没有一创造出来就这个事情就完成。
It has no form that is consistent.
他这个地球没有没有形，还没有成形和一致。
There is darkness and emptiness.
有黑暗和混和空虚。
And the Spirit of God, which is also the Hebrew word for the wind, is over the waters.
神的灵，同样这个词，灵这个词也是风，它运行在水面上。
In fact, the word here for over the waters is that it is the Spirit, he is hovering.
所以在水面上这个词实际上是说也是附，也是我们同样这个词也是鸡附在蛋上，附这个词啊。
This is used later in scripture to picture an eagle fluttering over its nest, over its babies.
Yeah, 也就是说这个词也是鹰附在它的小鹰上，它的孩子上。
It's a maternal image, an image of nurturing.
是一个抚育的图像。
It reminds me of Jesus when he was baptized, how the Spirit of God came and landed upon him like a dove.
同样这个词也提醒我，在耶稣受洗的时候讲到天开了，圣灵像鸽子一样在他的头上，也是这个夫这个词。
So God's Spirit is there ready to form and to make new and to order.
所以说这神的灵在这创造中他已经准备好了要来成形，来成形这个世界，按照有使它有序。
In fact, this is not something God only does at the beginning, but something that he does throughout scripture.
实际上这个动作或者这个行为也并不是神不仅仅是在起初是这样做的，实际是从那时候开始神就一直在做这件事情。
Psalm 104, verse 27 says this in reference, I should tell you that the you here is God, but it's speaking of the them, which are animals.
Okay. 在诗篇104篇，就是这样讲的，在讲 那么之前我要解释一下，这里这个“你”这个词是说神，这个“他们”这一切是指这一切被造之物。
They all wait for you to give them their food in due season. You give to them, they gather it up. You open your hand, they are satisfied with good. You hide your face, they are dismayed. You take away their spirit, they expire, and return to their dust. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground.
所有一切是被造，都依靠你，按时你是神，依靠你按时供应食物，他们从你那里得到供应，你伸手赐下美食，使他们饱足。你若对他们弃而不顾，他们会惊慌失措；你一收回他们的气息，他们便死亡，归于尘土；你一吹气，灵，便创造了他们，使大地更新。
And so the world is made, but it's not made complete.
所以说，这个世界被制造出来，但这个制造还没有完成。
And then in Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, God says this. Then God said, Let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning.One day.
所以说，在接下来，《创世纪》第三一章三节就这样说：“神说要有光，就有了光。神看光是好的，就把光和暗分开，称光为昼，称暗为夜。晚上过去，早晨到来，这是第一日。”
So, first, God speaks.This is a way of saying that creation comes from God, but that it is not God.
所以，首先神说，这是一种，方式表达世界是被神造出来的，而不是神。
And then God separates. He creates, a space for things to happen, though this space is really in time.
然后他分离或者创造出这个空间，这个空间在时间里。
Separates the light from the dark.
OK, 他把光和暗分别开来。
And he names them, which indicates that he rules over them.
然后他给他们命名，这也就表明他统治他们。
And it ends with him saying, one day.
然后他在这个结尾的时候，他说这是第一天。
Normally in Hebrew, they would have used cardinal numbers. Cardinal numbers are numbers like first, second, third.
OK. 在正常情况下，在希伯来文中，他会用这个叫什么叙述 number， 就应该是第一、第二、第三、第四这样的来表达。
But the Hebrew doesn't use those here.
但是呢，在这一段经文中，希伯来文没有这样来表达。
It uses ordinal numbers the way you would count things, one, two, three.
Yeah, 他用的是没有这个，只是数，是数，平常我们数数的方式，一二三四，没有用第一、第二、第三、第四。Yeah.
The cardinal numbers would have indicated that the order was important.
如果用数数的方式来讲，第一、第二的话，就表明这个次序很重要。
But we'll see that God that something else is being spoken here.
我们来看神这里有什么要表达的。
So let's move on to Genesis chapter 1, verse 6.
所以说我们来看一章六chapter 1, verse 6.
Verse 6.
Yeah, 第六节，只看第六节。
Then God said, Let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters.God made the expanse and separated the waters which were below the expanse from the waters which were above the expanse, and it was so. God called the expanse heaven, and there was evening and there was morning, a second day.
神说，水与水之间要有穹苍，把水分开。果然如此，神开辟了穹苍，用穹苍将水上下分开。神称穹苍为天空，晚上过去，早晨到来，这是二日。
So whereas on day one, he separates day from night.
在一日, 他把昼和夜分开来。
This time he separates waters and creates the atmosphere.
这一次他把水分开来, 而且照出了穹苍, 或者说空气。
And then he gives this a name.
然后他给这一切一个名字。
And in their culture, to name something was to have power over it.
在希伯来文化中, 给谁命名, 他就是有能力的。
And he also calls it good.
他把它, 同时他也说这是好的。
Good does not mean that there is perfection, but it means that it's useful for its purpose.
好并不表明它是完美的。 而只是说它是为了它的目的来讲是有用的。
Verse 9 says this, Then God said, Let the waters below the heavens be gathered into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the gathering of the waters he called seas, and God saw that it was good.
在第九节，神说。 天空下面的水要聚在一处，使干地露出来。果然如此，神称干地为陆地，称水聚集汇聚的地方为海洋。神看了，说这是好的。And
so we see that what God has done is he's separated three things. He's separated the light from the darkness. He separated waters from waters to make an atmosphere. And then he has gathered the water together to separate land from water.
所以说神分别了三样事情，神把昼和夜分开来，他把诸水分开来，使中间有空气，然后他又把水聚集，使得水和地分开来。So
God is creating spaces for his creation.
所以说神创造了为他所的生命所聚集的地方，所生活的地空间。
Then in verse 11, God adds this on to day three.
然后在十一节中，他在第三日中做了这件事情。Verse
11 says this, Then God said, Let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees on the earth bearing fruit after their kind with seed in them. And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed after their kind, and trees bearing fruit with seed in them after their kind. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, day three.
神说，陆地上要长出植物，各类结种子的菜蔬和结果子的树木，果子内都有籽儿。果然如此，陆地长出了植物，各类结种子的菜蔬和结果子的树木，果子内都有籽儿。 神看了，说是好的。晚上过去，早晨到来，这是日三。God
is preparing the land so that it is a suitable place for what will come later.
神预备这个地面成为一个适合的地方，适合我们后来所要讲到的地方。Chapter
1, verse 14 says this, Then God said, Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens, to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth. And it was so. God made the two great lights, the greater light to govern the day, and the lesser light to govern the night, the stars also. God placed them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth, and to govern the day and the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good, And there was evening and there was morning, a fourth day.
神说，天空要有光体，以区分昼夜，做记号，定节令，计算年日，发光普照大地。果然如此，神造了两个大光体，较大的管白昼，较小的管黑夜，又造了星辰。神把这些光体摆列在天空，让它们发光普照大地。 管理昼夜，分开明暗。神看了，说是好的。晚上过去，早晨到来，这是日四。But
hadn't God already separated the light from the darkness on day one?
但是，难道神没有在第一天就已经把光和夜分开来了吗？
And the answer is yes, he had.
答案是，是的，他已经做了。
So what is happening is this is a way of thinking in cycles.
所以发生的事情，这是它实际上是一个循环。
On the first 3 days, God creates spaces.
在前三天，在前三日中，神创造了空间。
And then on the next 3 days, he fills up those spaces.
在接下来三日中，他使这空间中充满这些空间。
It's not about chronological time, but about the way that God works.
这不是一个持续上的时间，而是神。It's about what?
It's not about chronological time,
Yeah, that's
but
the
about the
question.
way God works.
而只是关于神是运行、神工作的方式。
So he separates out. He puts up the sun and the moon, the stars. So from the human perspective, we get times and seasons for our lives.
所以说，他放出太阳、星去，让我们来分辨季节、时空、时间。
So then Genesis chapter 1, verse 20.
然后到了一章，创世纪1章20节。
Then God said, "Let the waters teem with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth in the open expanse of the heavens." God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves, with which swar waters swarm after their kind, and every winged bird after its kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth." And there was evening and there was morning, day five.
神说：“水中要充满各样动物，空中要有禽鸟飞翔。”神就造了海中的大鱼等各类水族和各类禽鸟。神看了是好的。神赐福给这一切生物，说：“水族要生养繁殖，充满海洋；禽鸟也要在地上多多地繁殖。晚上过去，早晨到来，这是日午。”
So on day one, he creates the day and the night and separates them.
在日一，他制造了昼和夜，并把它们分开来。
And then on day four, he fills them with the sun, the moon, and the stars.
然后在日四，他使它们充满太阳和星星。
And on day two, he creates the atmosphere.
在日二，他制造出了空气。
So that there are waters below and waters above.
所以在空气上面有水，在空气下面也有水。
And he fills them with the fish and with the birds.
它充满它们，用飞鸟和鱼来充满它们。
But notice here he does not name the animals.
注意到这里，他还没有给动物命名，
But he does bless them.
但他确实已经祝福，开始赐福它们。
So Genesis chapter 1, verse 24. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures after their kind, cattle and creeping things, and beasts of the earth after their kind." And it was so. God made the beasts of the earth after their kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creeps on the ground after its kind. And God saw that it was good.
神说：“大地要繁衍各类动物、各类的牲畜、爬虫和野兽。”果然如此，神造了各类的野兽、牲畜和爬虫。神看了是好的。
And so on day three, God had gathered together the seas so that the land would appear.
在日三，神使注水汇集，使陆地呈现。
And now he fills up the land with the animals.
现在在这一天，它使地面充满各样动物。
And just like at the end of day three, there's an addition. At the end of day six, there is another additional, more information.
就好像在日三之后，它又加了一段；同样在日六，这样它也有增加一段。
So chapter 1, verse 26 says this. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it, and rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over every living thing that moves on the earth.
就好像在日三之后，他加了一段经文一样，他在日六之后加下如下的这些段经文：上帝，神说，我们要照着我们的形象，按照我们的样子造人，让他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上的牲畜以及一切爬虫。神就照着自己的形象造了人，他照着自己的形象造了男人和女人。神赐福给他们，对他们说：你们要生养众多，遍布地面，治理大地，管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟以及地上的各样动物。 所以人和动物是不一样的。
So the animals come from the earth.
动物从地面上出来。
We will see later that man also is made up of the dust.
我们后面会看到人也是从尘土中造出来的。
But he is unique because he also has a spiritual nature.
但人是独特的，因为他同样也有属灵的特征。
And he is made in God's image.
同样，而且他还是按照神的形象造的。
Now those who were listening to this story would be used to seeing images of gods. Those who knew this, who heard these stories, or the Mesopotamian stories, would be familiar with seeing images of gods.
Okay. 那些听到这些故事的人，就是这些亚米底亚的人，他们已经熟悉了这个故事，他们已经听到了过关乎神的形象。
There were statues of gods among all the peoples.
在他们当中有许多神的像。
But this says that it's not the statues of gods that are like God, but that people are the image of God.
这句话要说的就是说，并不是那些神像是神的像，而是人是神的像。
We're going to go into what that means, but before that, I think I need to wake you up a little bit, so I'll tell you a story.
我们会来解释这个是什么意思，但是在这之前，我先给大家讲个故事。
This is the story of a man named Diogenes. It's kind of related, but not exactly. So,
这是一个故关于一个人叫做Diogenes
Diogenes.
的人的名字，关于这个人名的故事呀。
So Diogenes was a great athlete in ancient Greece.
这个Diogenes是一个希腊的一个运动员，很好，很棒的运动员。
And after Diogenes died, his family made a statue of him.
在他死后，他们家里也给人给他做了一个像。
This was common in ancient Greece if you had a famous family member.
这种行为在希腊人中很普遍，当你家有一个很著名的人的话，他们都会这么做。One
of Diogenes' enemies claimed that the statue of Diogenes came to life and beat him.
这个Diogenes这个人的有一个敌人，他就声称说。 OK，他这个像活了，而且在来打他，来跟他来揍，跟他就是怎么样来
So today we might laugh at that.
今天我们会对这个东西只是笑一下。But
in ancient Greece they took it seriously.
但是在古希腊，人们会把这件事情很严肃的来看待。And
so they did what the only reasonable thing to do was the family of the man who was beaten sued the statue.
所以说呢，他们就来很认真的来做件这件事情，那个他那个敌人的那一家人被揍的那一家人中，他们就来起诉他。And
the court took the case.
然后法院呢也就接受了这个控告。They
found the statue guilty.
然后他们就判定这个神像呢有罪，这个人像有罪。And they
exiled the statue.
然后他就把这个人像呢放逐了。
Images of God to let us know what God, who God is, are very important.
神的像让我们来认识神，通过神的像让我们来认识神，这是一件很重要的事情。
And we see here in Genesis chapter 1 that the statues were not what the author considered images of God.
我们从这创世纪的第一章，我们就看到作者他不认为那些神的像是代表神的。
The true images of God that were around were the people.
而真正神的像是我们，是人。
This does not mean that we should worship people.
但这并不表明我们应当来敬拜人。
But it does help us to know something about God.
但这确实帮助我们认识对神有一些认识。
So let's go through a few ways in which we are made in God's image.
接下来我们来解释，用几种方式来看我们是按照神的形象造的人。
So the first way is that we have been given a place of ruling over the earth.
首先第一个方式就是我给了我们一个统治的，去一个去管理去统治的地方，就是在地面上。
And we've been given this dual nature of being spiritual, because we have the breath of God in us, and being made of the earth.
所以说我们有了这个双重属性，一方面我们是属灵的，有神的形象，但另一方面我们是从尘土中，从地面所拥有的东西被造出来的。
This allows us to relate with God while also being able to relate with things here on earth.
这就使我们既能够和神有连接，也能和地面上的事情有连接。
And in fact, God does not name the animals because he allows Adam to name the animals.
之后我们就看到为什么神没有给动物命名，因为他要让亚当人他的形象来给动物命名。
And God gave people the responsibility of spreading throughout the earth and subduing it.
神给了人一个责任，就是要充满地面，并且来去统治，去征服它。
I know it is common among Christians to think that the earth was perfect until Adam sinned.
在我们知道，在基督徒中，通常大家认为，直到亚当犯罪以前，这个地面是完美的。
But have you ever known something that was perfect that needed to be subdued?
你有没有听说过什么东西是完美的，但它是却需要被征服吗？
The earth needed to be brought under God's control.
这个地面需要被征服，来带到神的统治管理之下。
And God's plan is for his image to multiply and spread throughout the earth.
神的计划就是让他的形象，他的这个像去繁衍，去充满，去管充遮盖这个全地。
Scripture describes a future state of the earth when there will be peace throughout the earth.
圣经中描述了在将来地球将来的状况，就是和平覆盖全地。
And this is because Scripture says the knowledge of God will cover the earth as the waters cover the seas.
这是因为圣经说到对神的认识会充满全地，就像水充满海洋一样。
So this is the first way in which we reflect the image of God. We are to spread out and rule over the earth by displaying the knowledge of God.
这是我们第一种来代表神的形象的方式，就是说我们会充满全地，而代表神的认识来整个遮盖全地。
Now in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, he says this, God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
Okay, sorry. 在创世纪一章第27节，神说到，神就造自己的形象，造了人。他造的自己的形象，造了男人和女人。
So it's important here, remember this using the plural, saying, let us make man in our image.
所以很重要这一点，这是什么？这个神是复数的，神说按照我们的形象来造人。
Why is it necessary that God be more than one?
为什么神是多于一位是必要的？
It's because of the essence of who God is.
这是因为神的, 本质是这样, 是重要的。
At the core of God's being, his very essence is that he is love.
在神的本质中, 神是爱。
And can you express love if you are the only one?
如果你只有一位, 你能表达爱吗?
You see, God must be three in order to have his essence be love.
神必须是三, 才能使他的本质的属性爱, 才能表达出来。
And when God creates man in his image, he creates them male and female.
当神按照他的形象来造人的时候, 他造男人, 造女人。
And he says in Genesis chapter 2, verse 24.
然后他在创世纪2章24节中说道,
Go to the next slide. The next slide. Thank you. He says, For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
因此人要离开父母与妻子结合，二人成为一体。
God is using our relationships to demonstrate to us what he is like.
神用我们之间的关系来展示他是什么样子的。
Two, in this case, two that come together and form one.
在这个例子中，两个人结合成为一体。
And then, of course, if you add a child, you get three.
当然，当你有了孩子，就有了三位。
But God doesn't stop there. He also, let's read Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4.
但神并没有在这里就结束了，让我们一起来看《申命记》里第6章。
Says this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might.
听啊，以色列人，耶和华我们的神是独一的主，你们要全心全意全力爱你们的主耶和华。So
we see that God, though he is referred to in the plural, also is one.
我们在这里看到神，复数的神，也是独一的，一位。Mankind
also has three parts.
我们人 也是有三位，三部分。And
these are described in this verse as heart and soul and might.
在这里被表达为心、意和力。And
these are hard terms for us to understand because one of them we don't is a word we don't have in English, and another one is a word that we have we misunderstand because we absorb it through Greek culture.
这对我们今天来讲很难理解这三个词，因为我们有其中有一个词已经不在我们今天的英语的语言中。另外一个词呢，因为我们也对它误解，因为希腊文化的理解，我们对它也有很大的误解。Okay,
let's start with the word heart.
让我们从心这个词开始。So
for them, for the Hebrews, the heart was the invisible part of the person.
对希伯来人来 说心是人的不可见的部分。It
was primarily the mind, as well as the will, and occasionally also the emotions.
它是主要是人的思想、意志，有时也是人的情感。So
you thought with your heart.
所以说，你用你的心来思考。The
second one is soul. This is very different from the Greek understanding of soul.
这个翻译是错的，这个第二个部分是 soul 或者叫灵这个词，实际上是。
So the soul in Greek is what leaves your body when you die.
中文翻译成了性啊，这个性，这个就是全心尽力爱主你的神。性这个词在希腊文，在你是因为 Greek 而
in Greek
in Greek 啊，因在希腊人的眼中是当你死的时候，这个词 性或者是这个 soul 就离开你了。
But that is not how the Hebrews thought of soul.
但这个词并不是希伯人来人所理解的这个灵或者这个 soul 或者是这个性这个词。
The soul in Hebrew is the life of the body.
在希伯来人中，这个 soul 或者叫这个性这个词，就是身体的生命的这个活这个词，活的身体。
And so it can be represented by the breath or the throat or anything that shows that the body is alive.
Yeah, 就是代表用你的呼吸或你一切身体上的这个活动来表明你是活的，就是这个词。
And the last word that's translated might is also quite different.
最后一个词，这个力或者是能力这个词，其实上翻译的也是很与原文很不一样。
In English, we like to take nouns and turn them into verbs.
在英语中，我们会习惯把名词翻译成动词。
But this is actually an adjective or adverb that's turned into a noun.
Yeah. 而在这个翻译中，实际上是把原文的一个形容词或者是一个副词，把它翻译成了一个名词。
And it's the word very, like, it's very hot today, or you know, the word very.
原来这个词只是说非常，是个形容词或者副词。
So if you turn very into a noun, maybe you would say it veriness.
当你把它这个词非常这个从形容词变成了一个名词的话，你就是说非常。
And that is the third part of the person.
这是人的第三部分。
So imagine that there is something that you have done or that has come from you that really contains who you are.
想象一下，如果你做了某一件事情，这件事情却使你局限了，或者把你装在里面。
Maybe you have a child who people look at the child and they say, oh, this is their parent.
Yeah, 也许比如说你有一个孩子，人们一看这个孩子，哦，这就是他的爸，他的父母。
Or maybe you're an artist and someone looks at your work and say, oh, this is so you.
也许你是个艺术家，人们看到你的艺术作品的时候，哦，这个太代表你了。
That is your veriness.
这就是你的非常。
So,Here are the three parts of who you are.
所以说这里我们有三个部分，你的三个部分。
The invisible part of you, your heart, which is the mind and the emotions and the will.
你的不可见的部分，就是你的思想、你的意志和你的情感。
There is the soul, which is the embodiment of the invisible part.
这第二部分就属于你的性，就是你的身体的这一部分，你的物质的这一部分。
And there's the veriness.
然后第三部分就是你的 very 你的非常部分。
And these
你的表达充分的表达出来后。
These correspond with God.
这个三个部分对应了神的三位。
Scripture says that the Father, God the Father is invisible.
圣经告诉我们父神是不可见的。
And yet, how do we know who he is?
但是我们怎么知道他是谁呢？怎么认识他呢？
Because Jesus is the embodiment of the Father.
因为耶稣就是父神子的表达。
And the Spirit is very God.
然后他的灵就是神的非常。
And so you see that we are three parts that reflect who God is.
你可以所以看到我们的三个部分也展现了神的三个部分。
So God has given us two analogies to help us understand who he is.
所以说神给我们两个比喻，让我们来帮助我们理解他是谁，认识他是谁。
One is that a person is heart and soul and veriness.
一个就是一个人是心、性、力。
And the other is thatMore than two people come together and form one.
另外一个比喻
sorry, more than one person.
另外一个比喻就是多于一个人来到一起成为一体。
So we reflect God's nature.
所以说我们反映了神的属性。 特征。
There is one other way in which we reflect the nature of God.
然后还有一种方式，我们反映了神的特征。
This is Genesis chapter 3, verse 22.
这就是在创世纪中第三章第二十二节中表达出说出来。
Then the Lord God said, "Behold, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. Now he might stretch out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever." Therefore, the Lord God sent him out from the Garden of Eden to cultivate the ground from which he was taken. So he drove the man out at the east of the Garden of Eden. He stationed the cherubim and the flaming sword, which turned every direction, to guard the way to the tree of life.
耶和华神说，看哪，那人已经与我们相似，能分辨善恶。现在恐怕他会伸手去摘生命树的果子吃，这样他就会永远活着。因此耶和华神就把亚当赶出伊甸园，让他去开垦土地，他的本源。神赶走了亚当以后，就派基路伯天使驻守在伊甸园的东方，又用一把炫火的剑守护在通往生命树的路上。
We are moral agents, knowing good and evil.
我们是知道能分，或者说分辨，能分辨善恶的，会朽坏的人。
A dog can be good or bad.
一个狗可以是好的，或者是坏的。
If a dog bites someone, it's a bad dog.
如果一个狗咬人，它就是一个恶狗，坏狗。
But it is not evil.
但它并不是，并不是邪恶。
You see, an animal cannot be evil.
一个动物不可能是邪恶的。
It's only acting according to its instincts.
它只是按照它的本能来反应。
But we can be evil.
但我们却可以是恶的。
We can know the difference between good and evil.
我们也可以分别善与恶。
And we have an obligation to choose what is good.
我们有责任来选择善恶。
And so these three ways we reflect the image of God.
用这在这三种方式中，我们反映了神的属性，神的形象。
We reflect His ruling.
我们反映了他的统治。
We reflect His nature of His. More than one coming together as one.
我们反映了出他的属性中多于一位，但又合一三合合一。
And we reflect being moral agents who can choose between good and evil.
我们也反映出了作为一个会朽坏的东西的代表，能够分别善恶的朽坏的代表。
In Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, says, God saw all that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day.
在创世纪一章三十一节，神看了，一切甚好。晚上过去，早晨到来，这是日六。
This is the only time in Genesis chapter 1 when the cardinal number is used instead of the ordinal number.
Okay. 这是第六日。这是 Sorry, is that day 6 or
Day 6.
Or is it day still day 6?
That's no, day 6 is when he uses the cardinal number instead of the ordinal.
So is it Thursday 6th day or the day 6?
So this is the 6th day.
Sixth day, so yeah. 所以说 ，yeah, this, yeah. 所以说这句话的正确的，我再重读一遍，就是神看了这一切甚好。晚上过去，早晨到来，这是第六日，这是第一次使用，变成了从前面 day 日一日、日一、日二、日三到这一次来说是第六日。
And this is because the order is now important here.
因为在这里次序变成重要的了。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 1 says this. Thus, the heavens and the earth were completed, and all their hosts. By the seventh day, God completed his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made.
在第二章第一节开始，天地万物都造好了。第七天，神完成了他的创造之功，就在第七天歇了一切的功。神赐福给第七天，将其定为圣日，因为他在这一天歇了他一切的创造之功。
See, on the seventh day, God again separated out, but this time he separated out the day.
在第七天，神又一次做了分别，在这一天，他把这一天分别出来。
And this is what it means to sanctify. To sanctify is to separate out for a higher purpose.
这也就是他的意思，从第七天把它定为圣日，就是把它分别出来，有目的的，为了某一个特定的目的。
A day separated for enjoying creation and worshiping God.
这一天被分别出来，为了来享受这个创造，来敬拜神。
So God has this plan to create people in his image and spread his image throughout the earth and subdue it.
所以说神有一个计划，按照他的形象来造人，让人覆盖全地，来征服管理全地。
And we became very good at multiplying, but not good at spreading his image.
我们在他这个在啊繁衍来遮盖全地这点做得很好，但我们没有来反映他的形象。
So God sent Jesus to show us how to be image bearers of God.
所以说呢，神就把耶稣派到我们当中来展示怎样才是按照神的形象。
And we are to follow Christ so that the image of God in us shines out as it should.
我们要来跟随耶稣，让神的形象能够从我们中光照出来。
And Romans chapter 8, verse 19 says this. For the anxious longing of creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God.
在罗马书八章十九节说到，受造之物正热切地等候神众子的显现。
God is forming us, reforming his image in us, so that when we are revealed in his image, all of creation will be redeemed.
神在创造我们，在我们在当中来重塑他的形象。
And I want to relate this to our responsibility.
我想把这个关系连到我们的责任当中。
This is Mother's Day.
今天是母亲节。
As parents, we are not simply raising up little people to go get jobs.
作为家长，我们并不仅仅是把孩子养大，让他能找到工作。
We're raising up those who are made in God's image.
我们在抚养这些神的形象。
And like God does with his creation, we are to create a space in which they can grow.
就像神一样，我们也是创造一个空间，让这些孩子们可以成长。
A space in which the Spirit of God can move in them.
一个空间，神的灵可以运行在他们当中。
And as Jesus, sorry, as God the Father sent us Jesus to show us how to do this.
就像神把耶稣派到我们当中来展示怎样做。
We are to be an example to our children of the image of God.
我们要成为我们孩子的榜样，来怎么样来做神的形象。
But so often what we do is we take the space that God gives us and we fill it up with other things.
但是我们很多时候我们把神给我们的这个空间中充满了其他的东西。
When God made the Ark of the Covenant, he put on the top two angels.
当神造出约柜的时候，在约柜上面放了两个天使。
And in between the two angels was an empty space.
在两个天使之间是一个空的地的位置。
And God said that from that space he would meet with his people.
神说，在这个空的位置中，他来与我们相见。
But at times the people would fill up the space with idols.
但是那时候人们呢，却在这个空，使得让用偶像来填空这个空的位置上。
And when Jesus came and saw that the temple was full of people selling goods,
当耶稣来的时候，他看见圣殿中充满了人们来买卖货物。
He became angry and cleansed the temple.
他就愤怒来洁净圣殿。
And in our own lives, what are we doing? Are you filling up the space that God has given you with trivial things?
在我们的生活中，你是怎么做的呢？ 你有没有使这个空间中充满了各种琐碎、闲杂？
Are you willing to wait for God to work in your life?
还是你愿意等候神在你的生命中来工作？
To fill you up with his presence?
用他的显现来充满你。
And to be at work in you.
然后在你们当中做工。
This is where often we need to put away our screens.
Our screens,
like phone screens.
OK，这就是我们要把这个屏幕放下。
To leave space, because space is required for God to work in us.
要腾空，所以能够腾空出空间来，让神在我们当中工作。
So I began this message by saying that we were looking at a way of interpreting scripture.
所以今天我们用是这样开始的，就是我们来怎看我们怎应当怎样来解释圣经来开始。
And when I have seen this scripture spoken about, people are often concerned with the age of the earth.
我们看到当人们来看这段经文的时候，人们总是来关心哦，地球有。 多大年龄了这件事情？
Or they're concerned with, do genetic mutations result in animals becoming different?
或者他们关心哦，这个基因的突变会不会是以至于造成动物之间的不同这个问题？
But it's important to set those questions aside until we have looked at the passage on its own terms.
很重要，我们要把这些问我们所关心的问题放到一边，来看经文到底他所要讲的是什么。And
the passage is really about God creating spaces and filling them up until eventually he fills the earth up with his image.
而这段经文真正是说，作者所关心的就是说，神创造出一个空间，然后充满它，直到它的形象、它的像充满全地，代表它。Afterwards,
we can go back and debate other issues.
在明白这一点之后，我们可以去争论，来讨论其他的我们所关心的问题。So
I will tell you my personal beliefs, but I do not get this from Scripture.
我会告诉你一些我个人的所相信的，但我也要告诉你，这些我所相信的，并不是全是从圣经中出来的。But
in no way do, but I believe that it in no way contradicts Scripture.
但我也知道。 我这些我所理解、相信的东西，他们不与圣经矛盾。I
believe that the earth is billions of years old.
我相信地球大概几十亿年老。And
I don't know how much God intervened in the process since then.
我不知道神在这个自从创造天地以来，神有多少次的干预。I
believe he does intervene because that is in his nature.
我相信他确实干预了，因为这是他的属性。And
so these are not issues that affect the reliability of Scripture.
这些不是关于这个经文有多么可靠的问题。So
no matter what age you think the earth is,
不管你认为地球有多老,
when you go to Scripture, read it for what it's talking about.
当你去来读这段经文的时候，你要看到这个经文它到底是要讲什么。
It's teaching us about who God is.
他是告诉我们神是谁，
and it's teaching us about who we are.
他也是告诉我们我们是谁，
and it's teaching us the purpose God has for us.
他也是告诉我们神对我们有持怀着什么样的目的，
and we can focus on those things and bring honor to God through our work.
我们可以注重在这些事情中，事情上来荣耀神。
And God's plan for this has not changed.
神关于这一切的计划并没有改变。
He still plans to fill up the earth with his image.
他是仍然是计划让他的形象充满全地。
So let's be a part of that.
让我们成为其，让我们来参与其中。
Let's pray.
让我们来一起来祷告。
Father, we come to you and we thank you that you have made us in your image.
天父，我们来到你面前，我们感谢你按你的形象来创造我们，制造我们。
We thank you that your word teaches us who you are.
我们感谢你，你的话语来教导我们，来认识你是谁。
And we ask, teach us to be followers of Jesus.
我祈求您来教导我们成为耶稣的跟随者。
So that we may faithfully display to the world who you are.
我们可以忠心的在向世人展示你是谁。
Amen.
Amen.